USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden tells Americans on Wednesday 250,000 more Americans will probably die in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
The current administration discounts that claim. The head of the administration's Operation Warp Speed, Moncef Slaoui, told reporters Wednesday the U.S. is on track to give COVID-19 vaccines to 100 million people in the next 90 days. Slaoui joined the Trump team in mid-May to help fight against the China virus. Slaoui said he's basing the 100 million people estimate on the number of vaccines that could be available from Moderna, Pfizer, and BioNTech. Six people are missing in Haines, Alaska, just north of Juneau on Wednesday after record rains triggered landslides 9 feet deep. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Kohl's Department Stores is giving back to communities across America. USA Radio News Val Dior has the details.
Kohl's is donating $5 million in grants to nonprofit organizations across the country. It's part of the company's A Community with Heart program, where associates nominate nonprofits that make a difference for families in their communities. More than 100 nonprofits across 49 states will receive grants ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Their website has a map and the list of recipients. The donations are made possible through the retailer's philanthropic program, Kohl's Cares, which sells children's books and toys and donates 100% of the net profit to charitable organizations nationwide. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
As of February 2013, Kohl's is the largest department store chain in the United States with nearly 1,200 locations. In the National Football League, there will be no Thursday night game tonight, but there will be a Tuesday night game next week. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Oil giant Exxon is adjusting their portfolio. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon erred when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
ExxonMobil is headquartered in Irving, Texas. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he thinks the Washington football team is special this year.
Well, I'm impressed with the Washington football team, and should be. They've beat us handedly two times, and that says about all I can say right there. They've got a solid defensive front, and obviously in Philadelphia, but speak to the Cowboys, that plays against where we've got some weakness right now in our offensive fronts.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.